Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Episode 1360 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ.com, and welcome. This is a show where I talk about some good ways to turn down a counteroffer. You know, people try not to burn bridges. Organizations try to squeeze people hard to stay, and this person has decided they don't want to. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you don't go through this kind of pressure and torment. And if you do, this is how to handle it. And with that, let's get going. Someone wrote to me with a question about turning down a counteroffer. And I'm compelled to kind of give you some texture to this, just so you understand the dilemma that the person has. So let's start off with the person being happy in their current job. But they were recruited by a foreign firm that offered them a salary double what they were currently earning. Wow. Now, we don't know if this is a $40,000 a year person being offered $80,000. $100,000 a year person being offered $200,000, no sense of the numbers. But they really liked the job. They thought it was interesting. They loved the money, and they gave notice. At which point, the manager does their version of, but why? We love you. You're so important to us. Please stay. Don't go. Wait, don't do anything yet. I'm going to talk to my boss. His boss is the owner of the firm. And the boss comes back to him, and as I'm recording this, it is in November, and the boss says, you know, if you wait a month, we're going to be able to pay you much more, but by the way, it's not going to be as much as your other offer is for. The other offer with the foreign firm, person can work from home and make double their money. So it's an interesting choice for the person, but after some weighing, he or she has decided to turn down the counteroffer. What are some good ways to do this? Now, I want to just address one detail head on. If this was the owner of the firm, what is it between now and December that's going to change, other than the fact that the offer has been turned down, that will allow them to increase it then and not today? So I smell something that I'm not real fond of, but let's give them the benefit of the doubt. You've made a decision that you want to leave. Great. So how do you turn it down gracefully? You sit down with your manager, and you look them square in the eye, and you say, you know, I've really spent a lot of time thinking about it, and I've decided that I am going to take the other offer and go. And, you know, because you were responsive to the counteroffer, they may take another run at you to try and persuade you to stay. Wait, don't do anything yet. You know, we've got this other, I'm going to bring in the owner. He or she will make a difference and go through this big drama. So if and when the drama occurs, all I want you to very calmly say is, look, I've got no complaints about this firm. You guys have been great to me, but this is my time to go. And if I discover it's the wrong decision, well, you know, I've weighed the choices carefully. I'll learn something from it. But they may turn around and try and exert pressure on you. And thus, I want to politely say, you have to speak with a calm tone, sounding like you're reflecting. And this has been a hard decision to make, and just kind of model your tone of voice with what I'm doing now. And very calmly say, look, I hear you, and please respect my choice. You know, I'm giving 2 weeks' notice. I'm sure you can find someone to do the job within 2 weeks. Just go out there and try. There are people out there looking for work. And go from there. just maintain your calm. And if for some reason they get under your skin, please do not act reactively. Do not be reactive and lash out. Just try to maintain your cool and simply say, again, you know, we're going around in a circle here. I have made up my mind. Please respect that choice. Stand up, shake their hand, and leave. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end, or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me through for Magnify or for PrestoExperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.